From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by someone who needs no introduction in the Sai fraternity. Professor Anil Kumar, who is well known as Bhagwan's translator. He was the principal of the Brindavan campus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and later served as a professor in the Department of Biosciences in Prashanti Nilayam campus. He has authored a number of books on Bhagwan Baba, the popular among being Satyopanishad, a series which is based on his conversations with Bhagwan. In this speech, he talks about the inner significance of the Navaratri festival based on Bhagwan's discourses. Stay tuned, dear listeners. At the end of this talk, you will be treated to some heartfelt bhajans and songs sung by the students of Swami. And at 3:30 p.m, we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesha Jari. And with that, over to Professor Anil Kumar.
Sai Ram, everybody. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Let me talk to you on certain aspects of Dasara celebrations. In the first place, I believe that the inner significance of every celebration has to be presented as explained by Bhagavan Baba, because Swami made it amply clear. Kala sandigdha vigraha deeptulayunta bhashyardha guptamul paluku koraku. In the divine agenda, the divine schedule, which he defined 70 years ago, he made it amply clear that the purpose of avatar is to explain the inner significance of all the sacred texts, rituals and festivals. Bhashyardha guptamul paluku koraku. All the secrets have to be revealed. The inner significance has to be explained clearly. That is the purpose of the advent of avatar. I have been telling in every meeting almost, the time has come that we have to present Baba's message more emphatically than ever before. Mere narration of one's own episodes or one's own experiences might have had some value till now, but hereafter not so. Therefore, I choose to bring to your attention what Baba said on the inner significance of Navaratri celebrations. Better we understand the inner significance to be a true devotee of Baba rather spending time on peripheral matter. Clearly speaking, Navaratri celebrations, Dasara celebrations are also called Navaratri celebrations. Nava meaning nine, Ratri nights. Navaratri, nine nights. What do you mean by nine and nights, Navaratri? Why? Why not 10? Why not 8? Why not 3? Why Navaratri? 9 nights. What is the significance behind it? Swami clearly explains the 9 indicates the 9 holes of the human body. The 2 eyes, the 2 nostrils, the 2 ears, the mouth, the excretory. 2. Altogether 9 holes of this body. Nava meaning 9. We interact with the outer world and we spend our life sojourn through these 9 openings. And because of these 9 openings, Nava, we are full of outer worldly thought. apprehensions, the ego, the avarice, the jealousy, all animality, all that is material, mundane and ephemeral, and therefore Ratri means that which is dark or tamasic or inertia. Navaratri, through these 9 holes, we are filled with Ratri, the darkness of bestial or animality or inertia. The Navaratri celebration is to get out of this darkness. How to get out of the darkness? When darkness is so comfortable to us. Navaratri, the 9 nights, the 9 holes of the body, the Ratri being inertia, the darkness. So, Devi Navaratri, as we interact in this world with this, there is a suggestion now in this celebration, as explained by Baba. So what happens? Mind is the presiding, mind is the head of all the senses. Without thought, we cannot act. Without thought, we cannot hear. Mind is the head of all the senses. Now, Ratri, the darkness, we come out of this darkness by igniting the light in the mind. Igniting the light in the mind, meaning Jnana Jyoti, the light of wisdom is ignited in our mind so that we come out of the darkness of inertia or tamasic world. That's what is meant by Devi Navaratri. I apologize to you if there are some repetitions because of my being a professor for 49 years, old habits die hard. I do admit. Navaratri celebrations are there to dispel the darkness of inertia, of ignorance, by igniting the light, Jnana Jyoti, the light of wisdom, as Bhagavan explained. Now let us go deeper into the subject. There are 2 aspects here. Simple example. Mic. There is electricity. Without electricity, mic is useless. The electricity needs this mic. Mic is functional until there is electric supply. Both are necessary. Without mic, mere electricity, I cannot talk. You can say electricity is all over Anil Kumar. You don't need a mic, put it down and speak. You cannot do that. Both are required. Electricity is the force behind the mic that makes me speak, enabling all of you listen to me. 2 aspects, outer and inner. The outer mic is prakriti or matter. Matter. Prakriti meaning matter. The inner electricity is chaitanya. And Baba gives 3 names to chaitanya. One time he says conscience. Another time he says consciousness. At another time he says constant integrated awareness. Because I was corrected all the 3 times, I remember it well. When I say conscience, he says, no, no, you are wrong. Say consciousness. When I say consciousness, no, 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 sir. It is constant integrated awareness. So I am happy to be corrected 3. So you can take any meaning you want. So the electricity is awareness or consciousness or constant integrated awareness. While the mic is only matter. This Navaratri is the combination of both, study of both, Prakriti and Purusha, the electricity behind it. The study of the matter, Prakriti, and Purusha, the electricity, the consciousness is Purusha. Purusha, in the ordinary sense, is masculine? Certainly not. No. The cosmic energy, the divine energy is Purusha. The matter is Prakriti. Therefore, Devi Navaratri, Dasara celebration, is the study of both the matter and the energy. Devi Navaratri is the study of something deeper. Navaratri celebrations begin from tomorrow. But we observe 7 days where the Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. What we observe here is 7-day celebration. The convention is it's 9-day celebration. Tomorrow, Navaratri celebrations begin tomorrow. What they do is they install specially consecrated with all Vedic chanting and mantras a special device by name Nava Avarana Yantra Pratishta. Nava Avarana Yantra Pratishta tomorrow. Installation of specially consecrated device over which the deity is kept. Sri Devi, the goddess, the goddess, I'll come to Sri Devi also later. Sri Devi, not film actress. Sri Devi of this holy festival. That Sri Devi, deity, is kept over this device, what we call Nava Avarana Yantra Pratishta. What is this Nava Avarana Yantra Pratishta? These are all the technicalities. 9 Nava. Avarana, the ambience, the surroundings. Nava Avarana, the 9 Avarana, ambience, surrounding. Yantra, meaning all that is contained here. In that special device, with Vedic mantra, the entire ambience is contained there. Over that, Sri Devi, goddess, statue or idol is kept tomorrow. Navaavarana yantra pratishta. Pratishta meaning installation. Then begins Navaratri celebration. That's how Swami has explained clearly. Last 3 days, 12th, 13th, to be more correct, 11th, 12th and 13th, last 3 days, Ashtami, Navami, Dashami. And even prior to the Saptami, 7th day of the celebration, Ashtami, 8th day of celebration, Navami, 9th day of celebration, Dashami, the last. 14th Dashami is the last concluding valedictory function. We say goodbye to all that. But the last 3 days, Saptami, Ashtami and Navami, the 7th day, 8th day, 9th day are most auspicious. Of these 9 days, the 3 days are most auspicious, most important. Even if you do not observe any ritual, even if you do not perform anything, the last 3 days, Saptami, Ashtami, Navami, meaning 13th, 12th and 11th. 11th, 12th, 13th, these three. 14th is valedictory function. Vijaya Dashami. Dashami means 10th day. 10th day, we declare victorious. Vijaya, victorious. Dashami, victorious, glorious conclusion of 9-day celebration. Therefore, Navaratri has all this importance, all that inner significance. But I'll explain to you some popular views known to everybody so that we'll get to know closer and closer. Popular views which are mostly known to people. 3 names are mentioned. Durga Lakshmi Saraswati. Durga Lakshmi Saraswati are the three names mentioned connected with the celebration, Navaratri celebration. Are there three ladies by name Durga? A lady has a name Durga. Another lady Lakshmi. Another lady Saraswati. Are there three ladies? Are there three deities? Are there goddesses? The word goddesses is nonsense. That's the reason why some of the people make a comment. India is a land of population, gods and goddesses. Full of goddesses and gods. There cannot be gods, my dear gentlemen. There cannot be goddesses. Wrong usage of English. God is only one, Baba said. Please refer to that. God is one without the second. Then how can you say gods and goddesses? No, it's a wrong usage. But we give different portfolios. Electricity is one. That which gives breeze is the fan. That which gives the light through the bulb. That which gives heat through the heater. But electricity is one. That electricity is God. Or you may say goddess. You cannot say goddesses, bulb a god, fan god. Your heater god. It means lack of knowledge. Spiritual awareness. In Swami's teachings also we don't read, we don't understand. A close study of Sai literature will help us to know our follies and our mistakes. Therefore, God is one. He often says that. Further, Swami also says, God is one and not two. See that? Swami says that. God is one, not two, because he knows that we are always after two. Godsu, goddessesu. Because the mind is always dual. Mind is always dual, pluralistic. It is multiple. Therefore, we should understand God is one without the second. The different are different aspects. Diamond is one, its shades are many. Light is one, there are seven colors in sunlight. Similarly, in the divinity, same divinity is given three names, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. Sir, I am Durga devotee, I don't look at the face of Lakshmi. Oho, please limit yourself there. I am a great devotee, Lakshmi, because she gives me money. I don't want Durga. Okay. I am a great scholar. I want Saraswati. Poor fellows. All the three are one. What are they? Who is Durga? Durga is the power. Durga is energy. I don't want Durga. All right. Tomorrow you won't wake up. Finish. It is the energy that makes you sit, it is the energy that makes you walk, energy that makes you see, that energy that makes you think, the energy, the primordial energy, the cosmic energy, the divine energy is Durga. Then who is Lakshmi? Lakshmi is enjoyer. Lakshmi is enjoyer. The light you see, the breeze you get, expression of energy is light, breeze like that. So expression of Durga power, latent energy is Lakshmi. Let us understand that. When we say Lakshmi, let's not stand there in the veranda. Where is Lakshmi? Where is Lakshmi? Some lady may say, I am Lakshmi. You don't fall at her feet. Do you? So, Lakshmi is energy, like electricity. Durga is electricity. Lakshmi is its manifestation, its expression, in the form of light, in the form of breeze, whatever it is. Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. Saraswati is knowledge. What knowledge? Physics, botany, zoology? Certainly not. Knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the Atma. the knowledge of the spirit, the knowledge of consciousness, that is Saraswati. Then Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, these three names you hear during Dasara celebrations. Cosmic power Durga, manifestation Lakshmi, third, knowledge of the self, Saraswati. All the three are one. Sir, I got the knowledge. Okay, show me that knowledge. Show me. You cannot. Light, you are here. You see the light, but you don't see the knowledge. So, expression should be there. It is Saraswati or the spirit or the consciousness that expresses. That is Lakshmi. With all the energy, that is Durga. In other words, all the three are one. It is the energy that expresses. It is the awareness of the self, the reality, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. These are three names that we often hear during the celebration. To sum up, there are not three separate, all the three are one and only one. Then, on the dais tomorrow, you find so many priests there. Four priests at the center doing yajna. Some priests towards the left side where Jesus' portrait is there and all that. Some priests reading. Other priests chanting. What is all this going on? Is it time pass or what? They don't care to tell us. And when Swami says we have no time to hear, but we attend thinking that our birth in heaven is a guarantee. Heaven is not for fools and ignorant people. We should know what it is. Yajna that goes on there on the dais tomorrow, during Navaratri celebration, here because we observe 7 days here, that yajna which is at center, the altar, represents, according to Swami, human mind. See that? Because we are busy pouring ghee into that, aha, 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 I saw that, I'll go to Swarga, Vaikuntha. You will never go priest for his next life also. Unless we know the significance, unless we know the importance, Telisi Ramachintana, let us think of God in full awareness and understanding. So yajna, the central fireplace, is our mind. Then what are those offerings? Our desires, our weaknesses. What for? To grow? To be burnt. So in the sacrificial fire, our desires, our thoughts, our sentiments, our weaknesses are the offerings to be burnt completely to ashes. The mind, that is yajna. And then you find two priests, important people. One reads a scripture by name Sri Devi Bhagavatam. Another priest reading Srimat Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Devi Bhagavatam. What is it? Two Bhagavatams? Yes. Baba gives simple meaning. Bhagavatam, Bhagavatamu, 5 letters. What is Bha? Bhakti, devotion. What is Ga? Jnana, wisdom. Va? Vairagya, renunciation. Ta, tattva, the spirituality, the essence. Mu, mukti, liberation. Nobody on earth has given that definition till this day. If you find anybody, let us go to him. Nobody can say that. Bhagavatamu, bhakti, devotion. Ga, jnana, wisdom. Va, vairagya, detachment. And ta, tattva, the essence, spirituality, mu, mukti, liberation, that's Bhagavatam. So Devi Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, two Bhagavatams. How can that be two? No. One speaks of the electricity, other speaks of its light. One speaks of all that you see. Other speaks of the reason behind that all you see. Few examples Baba has given. The plate here. We see the plate, lid to be more correct. But what is there? Stainless steel. Stainless steel is made into a plate. Stainless steel is made into a glass. One speaks of the glass and the steel lid. That is Sri Devi Bhagavatam. Other speaks of the steel, original metal. That is Sri Mat Bhagavatam. Another example. We have got gold. You see, earrings and chains, waist belt, what not. All jewels we have. If you speak of the jewels, it is Sri Devi Bhagavatam. If you speak of the gold, it is Srimad Bhagavatam. These are exam given by Baba, not by Anil Kumar. I am not yet capable of saying that. He gives another example. Here is a clay. Out of that clay, you make a pot. Out of the clay, you make a lid. If you think of the pot and the lid, it is Sri Devi Bhagavatam. If you think of the clay, it is Srimad Bhagavatam. Meaning, one speaks of the source, other speaks of the expression or its manifestation. Both are important. Both are important. That's what Swami says. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam. Let us observe three words. Sri Mat Bhagavatam. Sri meaning Prakriti. Sri meaning that which vanishes. Mat, that which possesses. Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam meaning, as I said, divinity. Sri Mat Bhagavatam meaning the divinity that has got an expression. Here I am alive, but there is life there. The life is the source. I am moving about is expression. I cannot say this has life. No life. It is inert. If it has life, it starts moving, and none of us will be here tomorrow. So, life quality is motion, movement. Similarly, Srimat Bhagavatam meaning divinity Purusha Mat, who has Sri Prakriti, both. The fan plus electricity. Bulb plus electricity, Srimat Bhagavatam. The source, expression. You understand it? Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is recited, read on all the 7 days. Coming to Sri Devi Bhagavatam. Sri, the matter, the Prakriti, the nature. Devi, Devi meaning not a woman. Not feminine. Devi means the one that shines, the effulgence, the light, the radiance, the brilliance. So, Devi, the light, Sri, the nature. It is the nature that shines. You see, look around. All the buildings are so beautiful. All mountains are so beautiful. Sea is so beautiful. Valleys are so beautiful. Rivers are so beautiful. All that you see, the beauty outside. So wonderful. And that is Devi. Devi meaning that which expression, the light, the radiance. Sri, the whole world. Sri Devi Bhagavatam. The whole world exists because of the divinity. That is Sri Devi Bhagavatam, Sri Mad Bhagavatam, which are studied. Now, there are two ways of sadhana or the spiritual practice. Two ways. One is this. Let us know the whole nature and creation, and then understand there is creator behind it. Creator is the cause, creation is the effect. The study of the cause behind the effect is what is called Srimad Bhagavatam. To know the cause, meaning not the light, not the breeze, electric principles of electricity, principles of magnetism, principles of light, the source, that's what is called Srimad Bhagavatam, the first way of sadhana, meaning, O God, you have created this. The whole mountains, oh so beautiful, you are the creator. Ocean is a fathomless depth, you are the creator. The flowers are so beautiful, you are the creator. So we see Him behind all that. We study Him behind all this. So study of Him, the cause for all that you experience and enjoy, is what you call Srimad Bhagavatam, meaning study of God as the main principle. Study of divinity, Srimad Bhagavatam. And what we can say, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi, meaning I am Brahma. The principle of Brahma, I am Brahma. This is what in essence is Srimad Bhagavatam. I am God. First procedure of contemplation, the first way of meditation, Dhyana Yoga. In other words, Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of Dhyana Yoga, the practice of meditation. Main principle is, I am God, Aham Brahmasmi. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Then coming to the next one, Sri Devi Bhagavatam. What does it speak? Are what is all this? Are they mountains? No. God Himself. Is there the river? No. God Himself. Is there the ocean? No. God Himself. Only God. That's all. Nothing else. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Meaning everything is divine. The mountain, the stones, human beings, plant world, animal world. Everything is divine totally. This is Jnana Yoga. The path of wisdom. This is what is called Sri Devi Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of path of meditation. By meditation you inquire the creator behind the creation. By meditation. The second is Jnana Yoga. The path of wisdom which will make you know, though everything is divine, nothing beyond that. My friends, though it is a serious topic, these are the implications as explained by Baba. If not here, where else can we share? If this is not the platform, what is the platform to share these things? Let me know. Who said these principles other than Baba? Who revealed these secrets other than Baba? And if we don't know the secrets, who else will know? Therefore, I thought it necessary to share with you these ideas, the pearls and the gems.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From Sai.
6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Example, poor divine, Poor God, people say that, poor God. Why is he poor God? He failed to educate us. Oh yes. One Swami was sitting there, I was standing by his side. I said, in this match between God and the devotee, God lost and devotee is the winner. We are the winners, Swami, you are the loser. He was sitting there. And he was talking to everybody. This fellow has become crazy, mental. And all boys were laughing. Then I said, Swami, you are the loser. Why? You incarnated time to time, dasha avatars, 10 incarnations. Shirdi Sai, Parthi Sai, Prema Sai, many more. Nobody changed our life pattern. Were you successful in changing me? No. I'm just like that. Take any number of chances to reform me. No, I cannot be transformed. So you are the loser because you could not change me. I am the winner because I have not changed myself. I continue to be like that. Swami laughed and wanted me to repeat again. Correct, you fellows, you are always like that. So, if we do not discuss Swami teachings like this, the inner depth, who will discuss these things? Who will know these things? Then, Swami explains another thing. Antara Ardha. Inner meaning. Ardha meaning? Ardha means meaning. Antara, inner. Antara Ardha, inner meaning. Meaning? What does it mean? There is outer meaning, inner meaning. Everything has outer, inner. Simple example. National flag. Piece of cloth. You salute. Is that cloth a nation? Is also a nation. No. That is national flag. Outer. The reality is the whole nation. Flag is outer. Our salutation, celebration is the inner significance. He gave another example, Swami. Gives example of orange fruit. The orange fruit has got outer skin. You remove the skin, outer. There is juice inside, inner. No, sir, skin is important. You try immediately after the meeting. Only buffaloes do that. No fellow would do that. Only buffaloes. So, outer skin has got inner fruit inside. Outer and inner. Swami gives another example. Plantain fruit. Plantain. Outer skin, inner fruit. Sir, I don't want inner, only outer. Come on, you are from the animal kingdom. I can't help you. No, I want only inner. Inner cannot exist without outer. Outer is protection, inner is the essence. Water is here. To drink, I need a glass. If there's water on the floor, I cannot drink. Glass is needed to drink. Outer is needed, water is inner. Empty glass, you don't drink. Therefore, both are necessary. Outer and inner. Inner is the essence, outer is protective. That is what Antara Ardha, the inner meaning is. Then there are three meanings again for everything. Three meanings. Oh, three? Yes. What are they? One is what is called the physical energy. At the physical level, one inner meaning. For everything. What is at the physical level? Showing you the righteous path to lead a happy life. Showing you the righteous path, right path, to experience, enjoy life, physical. What is it? Right path, speak truth. Follow dharma. Experience peace, shanti. Be happy, ananda. Satya dharma, shanti, prema, ananda. They show the path. This is the physical energy, first inner meaning. Then there's second inner meaning. What is it? That's what we call metaphysical meaning. Physical meaning, metaphysical meaning. What is metaphysical meaning? Metaphysical meaning, follow righteous path with faith in God and enjoy life, experience life. Follow the righteous path with faith in God and enjoy life. That is metaphysical meaning. And then the third meaning. Understand that whether it's path or faith, it is from your inner self only. That inner self, knowledge of the self, consciousness, that is the third meaning. They are given three Sanskrit words. One word is adibhautika, adibhautika, physical energy. Second, adidaivika, metaphysical. Third, adhyatmika, the consciousness. Everything has three meanings. We have got to understand all the three as explained by Baba. Why, sir, we are not able to understand one about the three? No. One takes you deeper and deeper. Something like this. There's a coat, shirt, and the banyan. Three, coat, shirt, and the banyan. Similarly, physical, metaphysical, and the divine knowledge of the self. Three. Then you'll see your chest clearly. Remove all the three. Then you'll have true awareness. That's what the three interpretations meant, as explained by Baba. Why? Why? To take you from sakara, from form, to nirakara, formless. From saguna, with attributes, to attributeless. Samsarika, from mundane, to paramatma, to the divine. I repeat, my friends, there's a river. It has one shore on this side, another shore on this side. What is on this side? Form, formful, sakara. What is the other side? Formless. On this side, attributes, saguna. On that side, attributeless, nirguna. On this side, world. On this side, divine. So, for our travel from this side of form, of attributes, of the world, we have to travel towards this. What are they? Formless, attributeless, divine. For this travel, outer, inner are necessary. How wonderfully Baba explains in a most simple way. We don't want that. We want some letter to give, some flower to offer, joint pains, eye pains. We have got our own botherations, our own things. So we don't listen to him. He has come down on earth, Bhashyartha Guptamul Paluku Karaku. I have come down on earth to explain the inner significance of all these things. And another time he said, Teranu Dagina Satyam Mutilsukonaga. To know the truth behind the curtain, I'll take you along with me. That's what Baba says. Whereas we say, you go and let me be here. We don't go with you. He says, I'll take you along with me. No, Swami, I'm not prepared to come with you. Let me be here with my own letters, with my own. That's why there's no development at all. There's no advancement at all. There's no spiritual growth in our life. Because we refuse to go with him. Going with him meaning from form to formless. From attributes to attributeless. From world to the divine. Go with him. That's what the spiritual journey is. And now, The fundamental thing is this. At one stage, there's matter and energy. Physics says that. Matter, energy are separate at one stage. Later they say matter can be converted to energy, energy can be converted into matter. Both are same. Both are same at a later stage. So, when two are different, matter and energy, the study of matter, energy is Srimad Bhagavatam. No, both are same. That is Sri Devi Bhagavatam. Am I clear? I'm struggling hard to dive into yours, these points which I gathered from Sai literature. Yes, I collected all these pearls from his literature, delivered during this time, Devi Navaratri celebrations. I thought of sharing them with you. Now, this what it is. We say Om. You are all doing Omkar. Some people say Aum, Aum, Aum. There is zoo there. Please go. Ayayo, there is Aum. No. It's Om. That Om has all the three. You don't need to say, coffee meaning all the three are there. Decoction, milk and sugar. I don't say, no, decoction, sugar. All the three are there. So, are there in Om. You don't need to say separately. What to do? Somebody asked, Swami started heart wing cardiology. He started eyes, ophthalmology, neurology. Somebody said, why did he not start psychiatry? Mental. I said, he did not start because the whole Kulwanthal must be converted into outpatient ward. All of us are patients there, only size difference. Some may have lemon size, some may have pumpkin size. What? So he chose not to start psychiatry because whole Prashantra must be converted into psychiatric wards and Kulwanthal OP outpatient section. That's what the truth is. Therefore, my friends, Om is one. It has all the three letters A, U, Ma. What are these three? First three syllables, A, U, Ma, three, Om. What is the first syllable? A meant. A, the first syllable is Jagrat, all that waking state, waking state. Second syllable, U, the dreaming state. The third, Ma, that is what we call deep sleep state. Three states. Waking state, dreaming state, and the deep sleep. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. A, U, Ma. Sir, there are three states. Yes. Is there one Anil Kumar in waking state? Another Anil Kumar, the dreamer? Another Anil Kumar who is in deep sleep? Are there three Anil Kumars? No. The one here is same in the dream. The one in the dream is same in the deep sleep. Three states are different, but he is same. Similarly, Om means the three states of awareness. The waking state, the dreaming state, and the deep sleep. That's what Swami explains very clearly, all the three. Then let me explain you some other names that you listen to during the Navaratri celebrations. The first level, the first state, we all act. Yes, seeing is action, listening is action, thinking is action, walking is action. When there is inaction, The fellow left already. Sir, he is not moving. Oh, high time to remove. High time. Finish. Everything is action. Karma. Kriya. Kriya is action. Kriya is action. Listening, seeing, talking, thinking, heartbeat, blood circulation, nervous system, whole thing is kriya, action. There is kriya shakti, the energy behind action. Without energy, there cannot be action. Impossible. That kriya shakti, the energy behind action, is given a name, Katyayani. Katyayani, lovely name. Katyayani is the name that you will hear during Navaratri celebration. Meaning, energy behind action. Kriya shakti. All right, second. You act right. But, supposing I ask a man, make a plate. I bring some stainless steel. Want him to make a plate. Give him gold. Want him to make a jewel. That fellow should have knowledge. Suppose you give me gold. Anil Kumar, make it a chain. I am sorry, take it back. I have no knowledge. I am not a goldsmith. Goldsmith knows the technique of making jewels. Blacksmith knows the technique of making pot and the lid. So, mere action is not enough. The knowledge how to do that. Suppose you want to speak, you should have subject to speak. Without subject, what do you speak? Some nonsense. So that people will begin to yarn. And consider at the end, it is all waste of time. No. It's just some subject, some knowledge to speak. Similarly, to act for every action, you need some knowledge. That's what is called jnana shakti. That jnana, that knowledge, the divine power, that awareness, is given a name, Jnaneshwari. Jnaneshwari meaning the knowledge. Katyayani meaning kriya shakti action. Kriya shakti is Katyayani. The power of knowledge is Jnaneshwari. Jnana. Prior to that, you will have sankalpa or the thought. I must have a chain. Good. I must have a ring. Good. That is the thought. Icha or the desire. Icha shakti, the primordial thought. The main thought is Icha shakti, whom we call Kameshwari. Three names. Kameshwari, Jnaneshwari, Katyayani. The thought. I must have a chain. Good. That very thought is Kameshwari. For that you need the gold and the knowledge. Jnaneshwari. And then he takes into action the product. That is Katyayani. So Katyayani is the product. The technique to make the product is Jnaneshwari. And the plan, design, the thought is what called Kameshwari. So Kameshwari, Katyayani, Jnaneshwari are the three names you'll come to listen during the Navaratri celebrations. Then, we also hear some other names. Very interesting, my friends. Please go through Sai literature. Go to the depth, not the superficial, peripheral, circumferential knowledge. No, go deeper. Baba said on all these matters, I can show you with the pages and the number and the text for your reference. When once you enjoy the depth, you will not like the superficial approach. Swami gave me the ring. Swami spoke to me in the varanda. Stop the nonsense. How long? How long the nursery? Please go deep and let me also go deep into this subject. Let us enjoy. Know the gold, not simply the jewelry. Let us get into that. Now, during Navaratri celebration, you will hear other names. First I said Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. Now only I said Katyayani, Jnaneswari and Kameshwari. Then you will listen some other names. What are they? Sri Devi I said already. Sri Devi. Now I'll come to other things. Jnana Jnana Swarupini. Jnana Jnana Swarupini is the word that you, is the name that you will hear during Navaratri. Jnana Jnana. Jnana, not awareness. Ajnana, ignorance. Both are divine only. Both are divine. Ignorance and knowledge, both are divine. How is it possible? It is possible. How? Swami explains this. I know this is a lid. Yes? This is jnana. I also know that this is not a glass. Understood? I know this is a lid, plate, jnana. I also know that this is not a glass. I know this, I do not know that. I know botany, I do not know physics. But there are some people who do not know that they do not know. We cannot help those fellows. And that's something I don't know. They don't know that. They don't know that they do not know. We can't help them. But every average man knows, I know, I do not know. Then who are you? Shall I say that you know that? You don't know that? Then who are you? The no. I am the knower. I am the knower. Knower of what? I know this, I do not know this. Therefore, during this season, divinity is described this way, jnana jnana sarupini. The one known, the one unknown is known to you. Jnana jnana sarupini. Then second, vidya, vidya avidya sarupini. Vidya, avidya, swarupini, both. Vidya, that awareness. Avidya, illusion, both. Meaning, rope, you see a rope there, a rope. But it's not a rope, actually snake. Is it a snake? No, it is a rope. To mistake a rope as a serpent, to think that that the serpent is the rope, you think it is a serpent? No, it's a rope. You think it's a serpent, you are afraid. So, you just look at it. You think it's a rope. That is avidya, lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, avidya. Vidya is not a rope, but it's a serpent. No, it's not a serpent, but it's a rope. What exactly it is? To mistake one for the other is avidya. To know what it is vidya. Understand? To know it is only a ring, it is avidya. It is gold, vidya. It is fan, avidya. Electricity, vidya. Am I clear? Therefore, God is the combination of vidya and avidya. Another example, Appa. I am reminded of Sai literature because that is only my job for the last 45 years. So when I start speaking, I recall all those examples. What am I to do? Then and now forever, I love his philosophy. I love his spirituality. Therefore, I speak along those lines only. I don't simply say other things, no. Swami gives another example. Fire. The fire is covered by ash. Fire is covered by ash. Oh, ash, avidya. Oh, fire there, vidya. Am I clear? Another example Baba gives. If you just see a pond, neglected pond, it is full of moss. Moss, all dirty matter. That is avidya. No, no, no. There is water beneath, vidya. Therefore, what is the pond now? Water plus pond. Plus water plus moss. Therefore, vidya, avidya, sarupini. God has got both the combination of awareness and also ignorance. Then third one, dvaita, advaita, sarupini. God has got both the forms, dual and non-dual. All right. I go to the temple. Oh God, you are there. Be there Saturday, Venkateshwara. I'll see you next Saturday, okay? Thank you. Thursday, Sai Baba. Okay? Monday, Shiva. Tuesday, Anjaneya. We have given a day for every God. So we'll say, see you later. See you later. Is it false? Correct. Until you identify yourself with the body and the mind. So long we identify ourselves with the mind and the body, Saturday God, Thursday God, Monday God. No, no, no. God is there in every moment. Anuvaraniyan, Mahato Mahiyan, Kana Kaname Sai Ram, Kshana Kshaname Sai Ram. In every cell there is Baba. Every movement is Baba. That is total aware. That is Advaita. Advaita meaning everything is divine. Dvaita meaning Thursday God, Saturday God, Monday God. So Prabhatam time, Bhajan time. Arara, it's not like that. Adi Shankara says, your very breath is Omkara. Adi Shankara says, the very breathing process is Omkara. Swami made it simple because we know, he knows that we are simple fellows. But even the simple things we don't understand, what can we do? Therefore, what does he say? So hum. Breathe in, so hum. Breathe out, so hum. Meaning, I am that, I am that, I am that. I am God, I am God. 21,600 times. Baba said 10,000 times the same point. Not even one time it got into our head. That's why he lost the battle, we won the match. By not knowing. By telling, he lost the battle. By not listening, we won the match. Therefore, Om, that breath is Omkara, Adishankara. While Swami says, Soham, I am that, is that principle. Therefore, my friends, Advaita. Advaita, Adishankara says, when you drink water, when you bathe, it is Abhisheka. Abhisheka. No, no, sir, 6:30 to 7:30 Abhisheka. Outer meaning. Abhisheka, complete. As you take bath, it is Abhisheka. Why? There is Linga within you. Atma Linga. When you drink water, Abhisheka to Atmalinga, to the self, the reality within you. And the food that you partake is Naivedya. That's what Adi Shankara said. Swami, we don't understand, are you fool? Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrita. The food prayer is Naivedya. He put it in a simple way. So hum, breathing is Omkar. Baba has put it in such a simple way. That is Advaita. But Omkar at 4:30, Bhajan at 6:30, this is Dvaita. Meaning from Dvaita to Advaita, from dual to non-duality. When you start singing, attending bhajans, what happens? You get used to that. You go on singing throughout the day. Even while going, you sing. Even at home you go and see. Meaning, dvaita, conditioning to unconditional. To the time, to the timelessness. To the space, beyond space. You go on singing all through. When you sing at a particular time, it becomes your habit. When you say Omkar, Omkar, later you begin to feel that your breath itself is Soham. So, who is God now? Dvaita, Advaita, Sarupini. Jnana, Jnana, Sarupini. Vidya, Vidya, Sarupini. Dvaita, Advaita, Sarupini. Kameshwari, Kachayani, Jnaneswari, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Sridevi. Are what wonderful names are. These are the names of the deities that we use. Three more names I'll tell and take leave from you. Three more names. Because Navaratri celebration is this. Not to show you that he gave me this ring. I can buy it outside. Stop that for some time. Not that he spoke to me in the veranda one day, Swami told me. Every day he tells you. You don't listen any day. Forget about it. Let's learn the depth, what Swami said, the essence. Three words, three names. One, Tripura Sundari. Tripura Sundari. Who is Tripura Sundari? If you stand up in Kulanth Hall, Tripura Sundari, one girl will get up and say, sir, it's my name. No. There's meaning behind it. Three. Three means three. In Sanskrit, English, three. Pura, cities. Sundari, the beauty inside. Tripura Sundari. What are those Tripuras? The waking state, the dreaming state, the deep sleep state. Jagrat, Sapna, Sushupti, Tripura Sundari. Finish. So Tripura Sundari means, sir, I am only Eka Sundara. Oh, ho, ho. You are gone. Finish. And Visundara, impossible. Tripura Sundara, three levels of consciousness, three levels of awareness, Tripura Sundari. But there is Bala Tripura Sundari God. That Tripura Sundari God, the deity, the statue, the idol wants you to know, you fellow, you are Tripura Sundara. You have got all the three levels of awareness. You yourself is Tripura Sundari. The waking state, the dreaming state, and the deep sleep. Then there's another name. Tribhuvaneshwari. Tribhuvaneshwari. Bhuvana. Three worlds. What are they? Tribhuvaneshwari. Three. What are they? One causal, one the physical, second mental, and the atmic. Sthula akasha. The grass, sthula. The second, sukshma, the mind. The third, karana, the causal. The physical body, the psychic, and the causal. Sthula, sthula deha, sukshma deha, karana deha. Three bodies. Therefore, that's what is called Tribhuvaneshwari. Tribhuvaneshwari. That's what Baba said while explaining Gayatri. By Om Bhurbhuvasuva Tatsavitur Varenyam. Three levels. The grass body, the subtle body, the causal body. The three. That's what it is. Tribhuvaneshwari. Then comes Trilokeshwari. Tripura Sundari, Tribhuvaneshwari, Trilokeshwari. What are the three lokas? What are the three lokas? As Baba puts it, BMI. Body, mind, intellect. MBA. Body, mind, atma. That's it. Therefore, my friends, during this Navaratri, you hear all these names, which I wanted to introduce you on this opening day, so that the celebration, the observance of Navaratri, in its depth will be a reality, in full observe, in full knowledge, in full awareness of the inner significance and each, every name that we say. Thank you very much for being here and listening to this talk in rapt attention. These are all from Swami literature only. Not personal, no, it is general, totally spiritual. Thank you very much. May Baba bless you. Happy Navaratri. May Baba be with you forever and evermore with the spiritual awareness. With spiritual awareness of matter and energy, of inertia and also the cosmic divinity within us, of outer and inner, for our spiritual sojourn from form to formless.
Thank you. Mata Pita Guru Sai Janani. मंगल करनी साई जननी।